alcoholic, the periods always coming whenever I could make the opportunity. However, I did manage to keep out of the guardhouse. My last bout in the Army lasted from November 5th to 11th, 1918. We heard by wireless on the 5th that the armistice would be signed the next day. This was a premature report, so I had a couple of cognacs to celebrate. Then I hopped a truck and went AWOL. My next conscious memory was in Bar-le-Duc, many miles from base. It was November 11th, and bells were ringing and whistles blowing for the real armistice. There I was, unshaven, clothes torn and dirty, with no recollection of wandering all over France, but, of course, a hero to the local French. Back at camp, all was forgiven because it was the end. But in the light of what I have since learned, I know I was a confirmed alcoholic at 19. With the war over and back in Baltimore with the folks, I had several small jobs for 3 years, and then I went to work soliciting as one of the first 10 employees of a new national finance company. What an opportunity I shot to pieces there. This company now does a volume of over $3 billion annually. 3 years later, at 25, I opened and operated their Philadelphia office and was earning more than I ever have since. I was the fair-haired boy, all right. But 2 years later, I was blacklisted as an irresponsible drunk. It doesn't take long. My next job was in sales promotion for an oil company in Mississippi, where I promptly became high man and got lots of pats on the back. Then I turned two company cars over in a short time, and bingo, fired again. Oddly enough, the big shot who